The people that have been chosen, I fully support. They have, and they're doing a tremendous job, Donal, in highlighting this issue. But to have the chairperson of this of the MICA committee here within the council on tells us that it's not, he's not only representing the MICA families, but he's also representing 37 councillors who are fully supportive of the 100% redress. So I really do think that Martin should be part of this team.
Now, Michael Doherty, who has been a member of the Redress Committee up to now, is one of the four. Paddy Diver also is being brought onto the Redress Committee. But in fairness, I suppose, they're representing their own groups. They're representing the householders. They can't be expected to represent Donegal County Council and represent the Redress Committee. They have their own job to do in terms of their own groups.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the two people that you've spoken about, they've done tremendous work, and a number of their followers over the last few weeks to bring this to where it was, and the work they did getting everybody to Dublin. They certainly should be on that committee. But as I said, Martin, who has been done a tremendous job and continues to do a tremendous job in highlighting it on behalf of the 37 councillors within Donegal County Council, I think it will be appropriate that Martin should be on that committee. And I think, you know, that they should look at this again and try to ensure that he's on it. I would have mentioned this yesterday, Councillor Bernard McGuinness, who's a new chairperson of our MD here in Inishowen. And I think, you know, that what we have to do now is to ensure that Martin is on that committee. I think it would be important.
The other important thing you said, you believe, is that the committee is due to report by the end of July. That's just over 5.5 weeks' time. However, you're saying that the Oireachtas generally shuts down until September, and you do not believe that whatever the findings of the committee are and whatever its recommendations are, they should be left hanging until the Oireachtas is back in September.
Yes, I would have concerns there in relation to that, because like, I've been in politics now quite a number of years, and as we all know, that the members of the Oireachtas are inclined to go on holidays months of August and September. So it would be important, that this can isn't kicked down the road until maybe October, November time. I think, you know, when this report comes in at the end of July, it needs to be acted on immediately. We're looking at families here, look, out there at the moment, and their houses are crumbling around them. And some of those families feel very unsafe within their houses at the moment. And to put them through another winter, it's going to be very, very difficult. Look, as I said before, Donal, and I'll say it again, the minister has got the power, he has got the clout. With one stroke of a pen, he can make this 100% redress. He's got plenty of information in it, and he's been given plenty of information over the last number of months. The Taoiseach was here a number of weeks ago. He saw for himself what is happening here within the county. And I really think what they need to be doing before they go on holidays, which is in August and September, the minister has to come up with this 100% redress, because we as councillors are not going to accept anything less, and the people that we represent within Donegal are certainly not going to accept anything less. So that has to happen, and it has to happen now.